Now comes a special, special treat. Somebody I've loved for a lot of years now. I don't know how many, but I loved her before her husband loved her. I loved her before she even knew her husband. I loved her when I used to worry about all these men dancing around her when she was single. I worried. Didn't I? Rita. And I will not talk anymore about Reverend Rita. I will not tell you that her husband loves me more than he loves her. I won't tell you any of that. But
he probably does.
But I myself have loved Rita for a lot of years, so this is our Reverend Rita. Yay.
Nothing but love here. Well, it's an honor to be here tonight. It's so much fun. I've just enjoyed it. I feel like I've been at a whole show tonight or something. It's just been very exciting. So, and we even have a dog here, which is kind of nice. Little Trevor Lamb Dog, we call him. He's got a nickname. But I'm really happy to be here to share some thoughts, some things that I've been walking through. And it all comes down to connection. Having connection. And having connection with each other. Having connection with God. Having connections with the angels and loved ones on the other side. It's all about connection. And I've experienced, in the last month, I've watched some miracles come by. And I've also walked through some things that have been very difficult. It's like a pendulum swing. It goes way up here, the miracles, and then over here, swings to the other side. There's some shame and some guilt and some, you know, humility, I would say, is the word. And I want to share the miracle first, because that's a lot more fun. The miracle is that the other grandmother in our family, she was due to have a heart transplant. And her heart became very bad. They had to stick her in the hospital. And so she was there for like 3 weeks, 4 weeks. She was on the list, heart transplant list. She got moved from B up to A list, because her heart was getting very bad. And she'd been praying, and we've all been praying for her, just cheering her on so she could get this heart and be a wonderful match to her. And you just never know when these things are going to, the hearts are going to come in. But God has the plan. God always had the plan. So the day before she was to go put on a machine, they were deciding that her heart was getting so bad that they couldn't wait any longer. They were going to put her on a machine that would pump her heart, and they were going to put her on that machine. Now she'd be taken off and put on B list for a year. So this would do the work for her. The next day, the heart came in. So to me, that song about the angels here, the angels are always looking in on us and always trying to help us in every way they possibly can. And now I want to switch that from over there to the pendulum on the other side, is where when we have connection, some way to get into the depth of our connection, sometimes we have to go through a little bit of shame or guilt or humiliation, because that's our birthing process into joy, into gratitude, and all the wonderful things that are there for us as human beings. And so this week, and last week, I've been walking through something that has been very difficult as far as letting go of. And I was in class yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday, Tuesday afternoon. And I've been praying for just peace of mind, just to stop my mind chatter on it. And so it was interesting enough that Millie, at the very end of the class, just asked me to go up in the circle, and she pulls everybody up there, and I'm excited to be in the circle. You know how it is when you're in class. You're excited to be in there, and, ooh, what's everybody going to get, you know? And then she says, who's been asking for prayers for peace of mind? I almost didn't want to answer. Me. Yeah, that would be me, I said. So I got in the middle there, and everybody gave the healing energy, and it was wonderful. And I felt so blessed by that. I felt blessed that the angels have been helping me along the way. And even though, you know, sometimes I have my own resistance, and I call a slug fest. You know, I get out there and I start slugging things around where I'm resisting, you know. And if I could just calm myself and calm down with some of the difficulties that come along, I'd be a lot better off. Now, most people think, well, gosh, wouldn't you hold God's hand a little tighter and just hold on tighter? Well, I think I'm holding God's hand, but apparently sometimes I let go and I start to get lost a little bit. So we get these constant reminders. And yesterday in class, Millie gave the class lesson where we were talking about dreams, and we were talking about use your awareness, be aware of what's going on around you. And I've had three dreams where spirit, loved ones from the other side have come in. My mother's come in, she manifested, and she showed us in the dream that she materialized. And then the next day I went to church, and I think it was Ruth back here said that she saw my mother just materialize and stand up here next to me as we were on the platform. So that was one. The second one is my sister, which is on the other side, had a dream with her in it, and she was telling me about a house and all this. Actually, that I'm walking through, I'm not going to share the details because that's really not important, but it's around my house and my home. I'm sorry, I'm getting a tickle here. Anyway, she came in to say that she's my roommate in the dream and that there's a little leak, which we did have a leak in the house and we had to fix. And then there was a little beehive thing happening down there, which we actually did have a beehive and it had to be removed. But what she was trying to get to is that I'm here with you. I'm supporting you. I'm in your home. I'm with you. And then last night, the third dream came, whereas I got that I was going to go visit a friend, which I am this Saturday, leaving to go on a trip to visit a friend. And I decided to take a guitar with me, and it was a very expensive guitar. And I went to visit a friend. We had a wonderful time. We were all singing and playing the guitar. And we had a group, but then someone, by the next morning, had stolen the guitar. And it was a very expensive. And I was stressed. I could feel the stress in my body and my system. And so the next day I was getting ready to go home. I had to get on the bus, but I didn't have the guitar. And I thought, well, before I left to go on the bus, I'm going to go over next door and ask that neighbor if she, because she was really interested in that guitar, if she'd seen anybody pick it up or touch it or anything. She says, no, I hadn't. No one's touched it. So I said, okay. But I had that feeling in the dream that she had touched it. And so, anyway, I get on to the next day, go onto the bus. My friend's being very empathetic. She's putting me on the bus. And as I start to get on the bus, when my back turns, she taps me and she says, isn't that the girl next door that you asked about the guitar, with your guitar up there on the steps? Mm-hmm. And I turn around, I said, yes. So I walked up there, and she was trying to sell it to three other people. And I took the guitar and I said, that's mine. And I took it and left. But what it really gave me the message of is that right now the deal that we're walking through around our home, which is kind of a rough deal, that we're being taken advantage of, we might even have to have a lawsuit and all this stuff, that it's going to be all right. What was taken away that was expensive is going to be brought back somehow. So what I'm saying is that spirit is always trying to connect with us and always trying to share with us this level of healing that's going on inside of us or that we need. Whether and when we ask, and, you know, just because, you know, we feel that we've been asking a lot or we feel that we're connected doesn't always mean that we get our way or that we don't go through bumps and changes in life. That's not the process of being human. So I really feel that guidance is constantly there for us on many, many different levels. And we just have to use our awareness. We have to peak our awareness as we walk through all these little day-to-day activities or life stories or life's difficulties, and that we have to have learn to have empathy for each other as we walk through them. And I think here at this church, and I'm saying that honestly because I've been a part of it for such a long time, that this is the teaching here, is that to get to love, get to the empathy for one another, because we're all interconnected, we're all one. And I don't mean sympathy. I mean, we can have sympathy for each other. Sympathy represents to me a lack of a feeling level. It's like, hey, I'm sorry, you have to go through that, but I don't really want to deal with your drama. That's what sympathy does sometimes. Empathy, on the other hand, is the feeling level of a connection. And sometimes, as a human being, we have to understand other people's trouble. So I ask God, why would we all have to go through this? And I think that we all go through it for the reason that to learn compassion for people that either are unconscious or our own unconsciousness, of our own shame, of our own inability to be honest to ourselves, or most of all, to love ourselves. And do we feel love, and do we feel like we belong? Are we worthy to be loved and belong into a group that we're loved? And I say that the practice is, yes, if you want to get to your authenticity, you want to get to the place where you really feel the love coming in, then you have to have the courage to step out and jump into that shame, that humility, and the fears that we have. Because on the other side of that is, like I said, the birthing process of the joy and the gratitude. So when I was finished with all that dream that morning, when I woke out of that dream, I completely went to gratitude of thankfulness that it finally sunk in enough that I got it, that I need to fill myself with gratitude, because gratitude is the equation of joy. You don't go around seeing everybody saying, I'm a joyful person, I'm joyful. But you go around and you see people that are grateful. And gratefulness is joy. It brings it out in you, because you're now living so happily about the connection that you have, not only to God, but to other people around you, that you are really inviting that love in. And it takes us a whole lot of love. Isn't that a Led Zeppelin song? A whole lot of love. Yeah. Hey, it's rubbing off on me, Lindy. So I think that we have to have a whole lot of love for ourselves. And it keeps reverting back to that. And it was another lesson for me to get it. And I also have to deal with this in the health field that I work in. People are constantly have problems with their health. And so what better way to communicate or talk to a person is to help them understand, not only do they have a physical condition, but they have a mental and emotional and spiritual condition as well that they need to look into. And to have the compassion to help them find that way by being empathetic and understanding that this is their experience and their learning and their process, whatever it is. But the process is, I have to tell them to be their own doctor. Be your own doctor to your own sense of feelings, your own sense of lack of worth, your own sense of knowingness, starting to know that you know when things are happening. And that drops me down into intuition. And intuition isn't just being a medium and learning how to touch spirit on the other side. Intuition is a much subtler process. It's the everyday experience of knowing that, oh, wait a minute, that doesn't feel so good. Just like in the dream, when she told me that wasn't true, that she didn't do that, I felt not comfortable with it. So every day we have intuition, and we build upon that, and we strengthen that core of our direct connection to the self. And we know that we know then, and we get stronger and stronger and stronger. And I think that's what we practice here. We practice our connection here. We practice loving each other here. we get to have fun here. We get to show up for an hour here, an hour there, at church on Sunday, and hopefully a lot more hours with each other and our families and with our friends, but really be available for that connection to them. Because when you connect to them, you're now connecting to God. You're connecting to the divine. You're connecting to all that there is. And everything is energy. Everything. And we're all learning at such different levels. And so I think that at first, when I first heard all this about the house and everything, ooh, it was distressful. But in the end, as I look back, I think God just gave me another good lesson to learn, to open up, to be more vulnerable, more authentic, more loving to myself, and not letting the outside forces in to disrupt my sense of being and the love level that I need to have for myself, because that's what we do. This is a scarcity in our consciousness, a scarcity of love. We are the biggest world of debt, obesity, addiction. We have a scarcity of love, and we have to seek that love because we're afraid to show up. We're afraid, and we always look to see who we can blame for that. Who can we blame for? Is it the government? Is it the politics? Is it the economics? Is it social? What is it that we're blaming? What is it that we need to take responsibility for in our own lives and our own love? That's the force that's there. That's the force that's the connection. That's the divinity within all of us, the love within us that penetrates every cell of our being. You have to touch it, and you have to go through the uncomfortableness of it sometimes, because that is your birthing to your birthright of love. And love will always show you what is not like love. And we have to embrace those difficulties. And that was my lesson this week. And I just wanted to be vulnerable and share it. I didn't know what I was going to talk too much about, but I just wanted to talk somehow about connection. And I want to thank everybody because I have felt connected here. I feel the love here. And that's the most important gift I can ever have. I want to close in saying the prayer that's on my refrigerator every day. It's a Lakota prayer. Wankan Tanka, great mystery, teach me how to trust my heart, my mind, my intuition, my inner knowing, the senses of my body, and the blessings of my spirit. Teach me to trust these things so that I may enter my sacred space and love beyond my fears, and thus walk in balance with the passing of each glorious sun. Thank you.
I don't think anybody needs to be